Let us pray. Holy Triune God, come upon us in this moment. Send your Spirit like blazing fire so that we might believe in Jesus. And now may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be always acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. The shaggy broad head shakes from side to side. The thick brows furrow. Tooma, twin in Aramaic. Tooma has his doubts. Dead is dead is dead. He looks at his 10 brothers. Do you not think that I would love to see him come through those back doors? It's over. He's dead. The kingdom did not come. Tooma turns away. At least give me my true tears. And as he speaks, the salty streams carve gutters down his swarthy face. He died, Tooma spits. He died and we didn't die with him. We ran like little pigs. But Tooma, we have seen him. Woman talk, growls the twin. He wipes his nose. Mary and the girls were always chittering. And how much cheap wine did you guzzle that night? Get enough drunk fools together and they'll see angels farting. How many times have I told you in the past 8 days? How many times? Grow up, the dead are dead. He is gone. Tooma turns away, the great shoulders shuddering, and the twin holds his head in his hands. Unless I see his torn wrists, and unless I see the ripped side and stick my hand in, I will not believe. Tooma, Thomas, Didymus in Greek, the twin. Thomas doubts. Like any good first century Jew, he expects the resurrection of the dead at the end of the ages. He expects that the books will be balanced. But to have Jesus resurrected first, here, before the end, with Roman soldiers still prowling the streets, seems odd and just a little too good to be true. And besides all of this roiling grief here in the upper room, wouldn't it make more sense just to have, well, wishful thinking, too much wine, lunatic women on Sunday morning, desperate disciples, can't face reality. Can't let Jesus go. Thomas wants to believe. He would give everything to believe. But dead is dead is dead. Thomas has always been the most realistic of the disciples. John's gospel tells us that Thomas is the one who calls to his brother disciples, "Come, let us go and die with him." Even before they have begun the trip to Jerusalem. Come, let us go and die with him. And so now he sits there, his great shoulders shuddering. The twin holds his head in his hands. Thomas doubts. So often we sit with Thomas, our own shoulders shuddering, holding our heads in our hands. We too doubt. If you're honest, you've probably wondered whether all of this isn't a little bit of wishful thinking. resurrection, the dead are dead are dead. I haven't seen anybody stumbling around back from the grave recently. The Christmas tale that we will celebrate in a few days. Shepherds, angels, a pregnant virgin. Might sound a little bit like some campfire stories that got out of hand. And so we doubt. We wonder. We want to believe. We would often give anything to believe. But dead is dead is dead, and, well, virgins just don't get pregnant. So we doubt. We doubt. And maybe this world is an empty place after all. Maybe it is just a black hole with death's sharp fangs snapping in the center of it all. With Thomas, we doubt. But as Thomas sits holding his head in this story, sobbing at the loss of his master, his friend, perhaps the man who his own image mirrors, the twin, we don't know. But as he sits crying, desperate to believe, the room goes still. The disciples have gone quiet. The twin looks up, and there is Jesus. He's wiping his red eyes, he's coughing. But how? But the door locked, but peace be with you all of you. Jesus stands in front of Teoma. Put forward your finger. Do you see my torn wrists? Thrust your hand into my ripped side. And no longer be unbelieving, but believing, Teoma. On the eighth day, in the midst of the other disciples, Jesus brings to life the faith of Thomas with a spoken word, peace. And with the signs of his broken body, Jesus offers hope to doubting Thomas. And I imagine Thomas the twin bawling, crying at this moment, "My Lord and my God." Are you struggling with doubt this evening? Or maybe it's a reoccurring problem. Does it all seem completely implausible sometimes? Are there days when you want to believe, but you just can't muster enough hope? I can't give you faith. I can't snap my fingers and make you believe. I can't make myself do that. I've had plenty of my own doubting Thomas days and nights. But there is one who shows up on the eighth day, Resurrection Day, Sunday. There is one who comes through the closed doors at the back of this building. There is one who speaks a word to all of us. Peace be with all of you, even the doubters. Jesus is here tonight by the power of the Holy Spirit. We cannot see him, but we can hear him strangely through the story, through the words that peace proclaimed to us. St. John writes, "Jesus did many more signs before his disciples, but these have been written so that you might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing you might have life through his name." There is so much gentleness here. Blessed are those not seeing and yet believing. And yet, there's a kind of playfulness about Jesus in this story as well, because in this moment, Jesus gives to doubters everywhere something a little bit more than just a word. We do not see him this evening, and yet in a strange way we do see him, veiled before us, to stretch out a finger and touch. Notice what Jesus offers Thomas, the sight and touch of his broken body. The torn wrists and the side, the ripped side, the plevron in Greek. The plevron. The same word that John will use earlier in his gospel. And they pierced his plevron with a spear, and blood and water flowed out of it. Blood and water. There are plenty of natural sort of explanations for this that people have offered. And yet, if you read St. John carefully, he is far more interested in what these two things symbolize. For St. John, blood and water are the Eucharist and baptism. Blood and water that flow from the side of Christ. His first epistle actually spells this out. Jesus is the one who came by blood and water. Blood, water, and spirit bear witness, testify on earth. Testify. Give a sign, a tangible, visible sign for those who struggle to believe. This evening, Jesus shows himself to us in the bread and in the wine. Simple signs, and yet we confess as Anglicans that in these signs, Jesus quickens our faith, resurrects our faith, pours life into our faith. It is a mystical supper, a strange thing, a stumbling block. And yet, in some veiled way, Jesus shows us who he is. And so this evening, as we kneel at the communion rail, Jesus is there, pointing to his torn wrist and ripped side. Stretch out your finger. Touch, thrust it into the holes. Put your hand into the plevron, into my side, the side where the church was born by the sacraments. This evening, Jesus speaks to you and to me. Do not be unbelieving, but believe. And if you are like me, you find yourself crying and blubbering, "My Lord, my God." A sign for us doubters. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.